弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我再次在这里代表我们全家，谢谢弟兄姊妹这些日子，为我们家的祷告和扶持。
Once again, on behalf of my family, I'd like you all for all of your support and prayers in the past few months.
尤其昨天我们有一个非常满了主同在。很让我们全家都得到安慰的聚会。
We had a memorial service yesterday that was full of God's presence, and it really brought a lot of comfort to our family.
我相信我的母亲一定也非常的喜乐。
I'm sure my mom was very joyful too.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all.
我想我们今天继续来看希伯来书，不然我们十二月今年年底以前讲不完了。
Today we will continue to look at Hebrews, otherwise we will not be able to finish the book by the year end.
我们这次的主题是从希伯来书来看唯独基督。
The theme is to see from the book of Hebrews.
我们已经讲过了无比的基督。
We have talked about the incomparable Jesus.
没有人能够跟他相比的。
No one can be compared with him.
他是神的儿子。
Of God.
他是完美的人。
He was also a perfect man.
接下来我们讲到他是那位超越的基督。
And then we talk about this Christ transcends all things.
他比摩西、比约书亚、比所有的天使、比众先知都要尊贵。
He was more honorable than Moses, Joshua, all the prophets.
也后来讲到他是属天的基督。
And then he was the heavenly Christ.
整个旧约神家侍奉的体系、侍奉的一切的外表都不过只是个形体就是了。
All the religious festivals and ritual services were all but the shadows.
它真实的意义全在基督身上，全是属灵属天的境界。
And yet the reality is all on Christ and it's in the heavenly realm.
所以当我们读到第十章的时候，其实就着我们个人的救恩来说，已经被带到了高峰了。
As we reach the chapter 10, we for the individuals, we have already reached the pinnacle.
已经讲到他为我们开了一条又新又活的路，让我们可以直接来到幔内，来到至圣所。
Because he has already opened up a new and living way so that we can come directly into the holy of the holies.
这是整个旧约体系里面不可能想象的事情。
And that is something that cannot be imagined in the Old Testament time.
人需要一再为自己的罪杀牛杀羊，用各样的方法来为自己赎罪。
Because man had to continuously offer up sin sacrifices through the lambs and the cows.
但是人还是不能够自由地来到神的面前。
But still, man could not come freely before God.
只有大祭司一年一次，要带着自己的血进去赎罪。
Only
要带着血进去为自己的罪赎罪。
Only the high priest can only enter into the most holy place once a year with blood to redeem his own sins.
那个幔子永远存在的。
Because the veil was already always there.
直到耶稣基督在十字架上说成了的时候。
Until Jesus Christ said, "It is finished" on the cross.
整个殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，这是神撕开来的，因为人不可能爬上去撕，他十五尺高。
And then the veil in the temple was torn from top to the bottom. It was torn by God because it was 15 feet tall. It could never be done by a man.
所以那位通往至圣所的路终于向我们显明了。
And the path to the most holy place was finally revealed to us.
我们可以随时坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
Anytime we can come boldly before the throne of grace.
我们可以踏在这一条又新又活的路上，我们来到至圣所。
We can step on this new and living way all the way to the most holy place.
弟兄姊妹，好像整个救恩已经拿到了高峰了，好，我们个人觉得这已经是超过我们所求所想的了。
As if the entire salvation has reached to its peak, it is far beyond what we could imagine.
那么希伯来的作者为什么不结束在第十章呢？
Then why didn't the author of the Hebrews conclude the book at chapter 10?
为什么又回到开始的十一章呢？
Then why did he start chapter 11?
他把我们带回到我们今天在地上的生活里面。
Because he brought us back to our daily life on earth.
要让我们看见不仅仅在救恩上面我们已经得到了至高已经完全的救恩。
To show us not only that we have obtained this highest and complete salvation.
解决了我们罪的问题，解决了我们救恩的问题。
It has dealt with the problems of our sin and has given us salvation.
但是在这里，神的需要，神的旨意还没有完成。
But yet, God's will has not been fulfilled yet.
所以今天要借着众圣徒，我们在地上怎么过生活。
Yes, and then it has to be done through the daily living of the saints.
啊，让我们也能够来满足神的需要，能够来完成神的旨意。
So that our life can fulfill His desires and that we can accomplish His wills.
所以十一章把我们带回到从旧约里面的列祖，他们的脚踪，他们在地上所活出来的见证，摆在我们的面前。
Therefore, the book of Hebrew chapter 11 brought us back to see the footsteps of the patriarchs in the Old Testament.
同样的也告诉我们今天新约的子民我们在地上应该怎么样子过我们的生活。
It also shows us a way to the saints in the New Testament how we ought to live our daily life on earth.
所以十一章一直重复出现的一个词叫做因着信因着信因着信所以十一章讲信心。
In chapter 11, we will see a phrase repeatedly appear. It is by faith, by faith. So this chapter is about faith.
十二章讲盼望
，and chapter 12 is about hope.
十三章讲爱
，and chapter 13 is about love.
所以十一、十二、十三章是讲到圣徒们在地上生活的原则：信、望、爱。
So chapter 11, 12, and 13 talks about the principles of our life, that is faith, hope, and love.
那今天我们来看十一章讲信心。
So today we are to look at chapter 11 about faith.
啊，弟兄姊妹，不光鱼离开水不能活。动物离开氧气不能活。
Not only that, fish cannot live without water, animals cannot live without oxygen.
其实基督徒离开信心也不能活。
And Christians cannot live on without faith.
因为圣经不仅仅讲到我们因信被称义，也讲到义人必因信而得生。
Not only the Bible tells us that we are justified by faith, and we also live by faith.
Yeah, live by faith 就是我们生活是要靠着信心来活的啊。
So we ought to live our life by faith.
所以我们如果不是在真实的信心境界里面过，没有活。
If we do not live our life in the realm of faith, we have not lived our life at all.
我们在神的眼中如同没有在活。
In God's eyes, as if we have not lived at all.
什么时候我们真正在信心境界里面，我们这个基督徒才是活着。
Whenever we live in the realm of faith, then we are alive.
因为信心不仅仅让救恩能够成就在我们身上。
Not only faith actualized the salvation on us.
啊，信心为我们打开天窗，使神所有的应许和祝福能够实现在我们身上。
Faith also opens up the window of heaven so that all the promises of God can be actualized on us.
啊，信心叫我们敬畏神，让我们在主的面前不敢放肆，不敢随便。
Faith causes us to fear God, so we will not live casually before God.
信心叫我们尊重神。
And faith causes us to honor God.
让主居首位。
And we will give Him the first place.
信心能够叫我们与神同行。
And faith causes us to walk with God.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道，信心在基督徒的生活里面是太重要的一件事情啊。
So faith is so important to a Christian.
其实，连我们肉身的人如果没有信心，也都没办法活的。
Actually, even without faith, we cannot even live in this physical world.
那我不晓得今天在座有谁今天早上开车以前。先爬到车子引擎底下看看有没有炸弹。
I don't know if any of you this morning before you started your car, you check if there was a bomb underneath your car.
有没有人今天早上吃早饭的时候，你妈妈拿麦片给你，或者你太太煮麦片给你，你先用银筷子量量看有没有 poison， 有没有毒。
Has anyone of you this morning checked if your breakfast was poisoned by using a silver needle?
啊，你要知道，这个肉身的人生活里面都需要信心的。
So even living in this physical world, we need faith.
不然你活不下去的。
Otherwise, we cannot continue going on living.
如果你天天就是活在恐惧里面，你是个病人。
If you continue live in fear and anxiety, you are sick.
你一面走路一面回头看有没有人跟你。
If you when you walk, you keep looking back if anyone is following you.
吃什么都要检查。
And then you check every food you eat.
啊，人家请你去他家，你都要先量量看旁边有没有人，在那边要害你。
If you are invited to someone's house, you will have to check if there's any ambush.
这是个病人。
And then you are sick mentally.
但是今天多少基督徒在过属灵的生活的时候，我们却没有用信心。
But yet, so many Christians today, we live spiritual life without faith.
所以我们也充满了各式各样的恐惧。
Therefore, we are full of all kinds of anxieties and fear.
然后你发现希伯来作者在这里为我们讲希伯来书十一章的时候。
So when the author of the book of Hebrews talk about faith.
他讲到亚伯因着信，讲到挪亚因着信，讲到以诺因着信，挪亚因着信，亚伯拉罕因着信，一直讲因着信，因着信，因着信。
He talks about Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, everybody by faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心太重要了哈。
So faith is so important.
那我们要来看一下希伯来的作者在这里所强调的信心，跟我们观念中的信心有没有不一样
？Now we want to see is there any difference, between the faith that the author of Hebrew talk about and the faith that we understand.
我们先读几节的圣经，希伯来书十一章。
Let's read some scriptures, Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Chapter 11.
我们把所有列祖的故事今天不读了哈，我想我留到下一次。
We will skip the stories of all these patriarchs today. We will talk about next week.
我们从十一章读第一节到第三节。
Let's read verses 1-3.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。好，底下就开始讲到亚伯因着信，以诺因着信等等等。
Then after this, the author talk about Abel and Noah and all these people. They live by faith.
然后我们读十三节到十六节。
Let's read.
啊，对不起，我们先读第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。啊，这也是我们今天背诵的经文。
This is also our memory verse for the day.
十三节到十六节。
Verses 13 to 16.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。好，我们请翻过来，我们读最后三十九节到四十节。
And lastly, verses 39 to 40.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。好，我们今天的圣经就先读到这。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
我们在这里注意到希伯来的作者在这里他选择性的列了几个列祖。
So we see that the author of the book of Hebrews selectively listed some patriarchs.
圣经上有这么多属灵的伟人，但是他只列的这十几位，加上一些无名的殉道者。
There were many spiritual giants in the Bible, yet he chose these plus some anonymous heroes of faith.
我刚才已经讲过了哈，我自己泄露了考题的答案哈，就是这些人被挑出来，他们身上共同的特点是因为他们有信心。
These people were chosen because they all share a common characteristic, that is, they have faith.
那么在这里我们要特别注意到两件事情。
We'd like to pay attention to two things.
一个他说古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
First is that the elders obtained a good testimony.
那你会说我难怪我信心不够好，神太少了。
Then you might say that, oh, no wonder I don't have enough faith because I don't have enough,
他说他这里讲证据哈，如果神给我 enough evidence 或是 proof 的话，
so if God has given me enough evidence or proofs, then my faith will be stronger.
例如说在座福音朋友，你会说神如果向我显现一次，我一定信他。
So the gospel friends might say, if God can appear to me even once, then I will believe.
对不对？我如果能够叫我病重的太太癌症一下得到医治了，我就一定信他。
If God can cure my wife's cancer, of course I will believe in him.
我们以为我们的信心必须建立在证据上。
Because we believe that our faith should be built upon evidences.
其实你仔细去看所有的英文翻译本。
But then if you look at the English translations.
在这里讲到的证据 ,New King James 是讲 testimony.
So in It is about testimony.
不是说有美好的证据，而是有美好的见证。
So the Bible is not talking about good evidences, but good testimonies.
所以 New King James 跟 Darby 都用 testimony 这个字啊。
So New King James and Darby translations all use the word testimony.
那 King James 是用 report， 所以我们有一首诗歌说我们有美好的 report， good report.
The King James version uses report. That's why there's a hymn says that we have a good report.
那 NASB 是讲到 approval， 他得到了神的 approval， 神的称许。
And NASB says that they have obtained approval from God.
所以这是第一件事情要提醒的，他们古人都在这些事情上有美好的见证，不是因为得到了美好的证据。
So this is why we need to clarify that all these patriarchs they had good testimonies, not good evidences.
所以这里所列出来的每一个人身上都有一个很好的 testimony， 有一个很好的 report。
So everyone listed here all share a good testimony and good report.
都有特别被神悦纳、被神 approve 的一个点被列出来啊。
They all share a characteristics that is approved by God.
啊，这是我下个礼拜讲的。
And I'll share with you next week.
但是在这里第二件事情我们要注意的。
The second thing we need to pay attention to.
就是第三节。
Verse 3.
他说我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的。
By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Therefore, the things that things that are seen were not made of things which are visible.
哦，所以在这里呢，有两个字，一个叫做 seen， 就是我们所看到、被我们看到的东西。
One thing is that the things that we can see
是由那看，不是由那个看得见的所造成的。
So the things that we see were not made of things seen.
换句话说，在这里告诉我们，我们因着信心能够看见那看不见的。
In other words, by faith, we can see that is invisible.
信心运用的原则就是透过所看得见的，我们能够看见那看不见的。
The principle of faith application is that through the things that we see, we can see the things that are unseen.
有没有很复杂？
Is it complicated?
你借着看得见的东西，你能够看出那看不见的那个真正的意义和价值。
Through the things that we see, we can see the things that are unseen, invisible, the true essence.
例如说，罗马书第一章讲到神的永能和神性，借着所造之物是明明可以知道的，叫人无可推诿。
For example, in Romans chapter 1, it says God's eternal power and divine nature can be seen from the things that are created.
啊，你看到宇宙的浩瀚呢？
Look at the immense universe.
你能够看得出神伟大，神的全能。
Then we can see how great God is and how powerful He is.
你可以从很小的事情上，你可以看见神的爱，神怎样子会这样子创造动物们是这样子生活的。
Through the creation of animals, the little things that we can see God's love and His tender love.
啊，你看这些动物怀胎的时候就开始有奶出来，可以喂养孩子。啊，等到停的时候它就停了，你就发现很多的 design 背后让你读出神的永能和神性来。
We see that the animals, the moms, when they start getting pregnant, they start to have milk for the babies, and then the milk will stop after the babies are weaned.
所以当我们讲到信心不是凭着眼见的时候
So when we say that by faith and not by sight
我们这个哥林多后书第五章那里讲到我们这些人是凭着信心而不是凭着眼见
2 Corinthians chapter 5 says we walk by faith not by sight
那么在哥林多后书第二章的不是哥林多后书的第四章也告诉我们
2 Corinthians chapter 4 also tells us
他说我们不是追求看得见的
We do not pursue the things that are seen
我们乃是追求那看不见的
But we pursue things unseen
因为所见的是暂时的所不见的才是永远的
Because what are seen are temporary But the unseen are for eternal
所以弟兄姊妹当我们讲到说我们不是这个顾念所见的乃是顾念所不见的的时候
So when we say that we do not fix our eyes on the what is seen but what is unseen
讲到我们基督徒信心运用的原则
And that is the principle of how we apply our faith
信心不凭眼见
Faith is not by sight
最基本最浅的运用
the most fundamental application.
就是指的我们在环境上的应用。
It's how we apply in our circumstances.
啊，那这个例子很多了，我想我们的经验也很多啊。
I'm sure we all have a lot of experiences.
当环境的难处越来越大的时候，我们就埋怨神。
When the obstacles in life become greater and greater, we start to complain.
我们可能会怀疑神。
And we start to doubt God.
我们到甚至到最后可能否定神。
And finally, we might even deny Him.
那当环境很好的时候。
But when our circumstances are good,
哎呀，我们就赞美神。
And then we praise God.
我们起来做见证。
And we give testimony.
你看神帮助了我。
Look how God helped me.
你看有一千个人申请工作，只录取三个，神让我录取了，我感谢神。
And God let me get a job. There was only three openings out of 1,000 applicants.
你看我的儿子需要一个脚踏车，我们在逛街的时候旁边就有一个 free.我可以拿回家。
Like my son needed a bicycle, and when we were shopping, we saw this sign free, and we got a free bike.
哎，我们的信心常常建立在看得见的环境上。
It seems like our faith is always built on something that are seen.
啊，但是当环境难的时候，我们可能就灰心了。
But then when our situations become difficult, we start to get discouraged.
但是这个神常常要给我们祝福的时候
But yet, oftentimes when God wants to bless us
都是在看不见的境界里面神要给我们的
It is always given to us in this unseen realm、
oh, 我举一个小小的故事、啊、
Let me give you an example、
啊、从前有一个很有爱心的弟兄
There was a very loving brother、
啊、他非常愿意帮助这些这个在街上 贫困的孤儿或是那些、啊穷苦的孩子
He always wanted to help out the orphans or poor kids on the streets.
所以他常常有时候就买了一些包子做了一些包子然后拿到马路上分给这些很穷的小孩子吃
So he would make a lot of bread and buns and then go out to the street and distribute among the kids.
所以他包子有的大一点有的稍微中一点
And then he made the buns and some are bigger than others.
但是这个弟兄呢就故意做了一个小一点的
And he purposely made a tiny one.
然后他就放在那边。
And then he displayed the breads.
哇，那些小朋友都来了，都常常很多人都是饿着肚子来的。
And all the hungry kids on the street would come over.
那请问你会拿大的还是拿中的还是小的
？Which one would you pick? The big one, the medium one, or the tiny one?、
不要问大人好了，大人太聪明了，已经回答得很。小朋友，你会拿大的还是拿中的，拿小的
？So young people, which one would you choose?
都拿
，Yeah, all of them.
可能马上大家都是拿大的。
Of course, we will pick the big one.
抢输的只好拿中的。
And then the losers will get the smaller one.
然后他就发现有一个小孩子，他每一次当来到这边的时候，他是安静的站在旁边等别人先拿。
And he noticed a little kid. He will always quietly wait for others to pick theirs first.
拿完以后，他最后去拿那个剩下最小的。
And then he will get the tiny one that was always left over.
连续几天都是这个样子。
For several days, continuously, he did the same.
所以这个人非常感动。
And this person was greatly touched.
他觉得这个孩子的生命就是不一样。
Thought this child has a different nature.
所以后来有一天，这个小孩子拿着他的小包子回家的时候。
So one day, when the kid brought home this tiny.
他每次都带回去跟他生病贫困的妈妈一起吃的。
He always brought home to share with his sick mother.
然后你晓得，当他把这个小包子打开来的时候，里面有一块金币藏在这个小包子里面。
To his surprise, as he opened up the bread, there was a gold coin in the bread.
很多的时候，我们都是根据外面的环境，我们要这个，我们坚持这个，我们要得着那个。
Oftentimes we pursue and we fight for the things that are seen.
但是很多的时候，神更在乎的是我们这个人的生命，我们这个人跟神的关系。
But what God cares the most is our nature, our life, and our relationship with God.
这信心不凭眼见，就是我们这个人太容易活在眼睛看到的、自己感觉到的境界里面。
That we ought to live not by sight because we so easily live by sight.
我也曾经跟你们讲过一个故事哈，我们早期加油站都是要下车进去先付钱再出来加，不像现在有 credit card.
In the early days when we had to get gas, we had first go to the attendant and pay cash.
有一个女孩子在一个天黑下雨的晚上。他停了以后走进去跟老板说我要加满20块钱
So there was a girl trying to get gas on the rainy night and so she went into the office and then said I want to get $20 worth of gas
他就给了老板20块就开始出来加油
And then so she went back to the gas pump and start pumping
那哪里晓得那个加油加到快5块钱的时候就咔停住了
To her surprise the gas pump stopped after about $5.
他就很生气，因为下雨天很不方便，他就一直跟老板比，说20块，跟老板比20块。
So she was kind of upset. It was very inconvenient. It was raining night, so she kept waving to the attendant and say $20.
老板就不理他。
And the attendants would not care.
那他只好气愤愤地跑进去埋怨。他说：“我要跟你讲加20块钱，你为什么只让我加5块钱
？”So she was so upset. She went back to the office and complained. I gave you $20. Why did you stop the pump after five?
那个老板一脸的震惊，就跟他讲：“他说，小姐，你刚刚来的时候是你一个人来呢？”还是你有另外带着一个人一起来。
So the attendant solemnly asked her, "So, Miss, when you came, did you come alone or with someone else?"
小姐说：“我自己一个人来啊，你为什么问我这个问题？”
Well, of course, I came alone. Why did you ask me this question?
她说：“因为刚刚你进来的时候，我看见一个黑黑壮壮的人坐到你车子后面去了。”
Because when you came into the office, I saw a very big man got into your car.
她说：“你没有看到他？”她说：“我没看到。”
You didn't see him? And she said, "No, I did not."
所以她说：“你镇静一点，我已经打电话给警察。”
She says, the attendant said, "Calm down. I have already called the police."
因为怎么样，很多的时候我们觉得我们跟神要的是这个，神为什么给我的是这个？
Oftentimes we think that, God, I ask you for this one. Why did you give me the others?
就是信心，如果你是建立在眼睛看得到、感受得到的东西的事情上的。
But if we only build our faith on something that we can see or sense,
很多的时候我们是错误的。
Oftentimes we are mistaken.
我们必须把信心透过环境，是建立在那位看不见的神身上。
We ought to build our faith on the God that is unseen.
所以保罗说：“我深知道我所信的是谁。”
Therefore, Paul can claim that I firmly know whom I believe.
唯独认识神的子民，才能够刚强，才能够刚强。
Only people who know the Lord will be strong.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里希伯来作者一开始就让我们看见一件事情。
So at the beginning, the author of the book Hebrew shows us one thing.
这些信心的祖宗在他们身上有好的见证，是因为他们透过看得见的遭遇和环境，能够看见那看不见的神。
These patriarchs all had good testimonies because through their circumstances, they got to see God who was unseen.
他们能够在看得见的遭遇里面，能够去体会那背后看不见的含义和价值。
Through the visible circumstances, they get to understand the value, the unseen value.
这就是我们墙壁上所写的这句话，哥罗西书3:11，基督是一切，又在一切之内。
That is the meaning of these words. Christ is all and in all.
真的是在所有的处境，所有的受造里面，我们都可以看见他，都可以来经历他。
Because we can see him and experience him through all circumstances and all creation.
所以希伯来的作者也花了这么多的时间告诉我们，你来到神的家，这一切外面的祭祀礼仪，所有的会幕，所有的摆设，它不过是什么呀？天上事物的形状和影像 ，the copy and the shadow.
So the author keeps telling us, when you come to the tabernacle, everything that you see, all the displays, the sacrifices and rituals, they are but the copies and shadows of the heavenly things.
对，哥罗西书第二章17节也讲到这些，不管是日子、节期、月朔、饮食。等等都是后世的影儿，它的本体却是基督。
The same thing is shared in Colossians chapter 2. It says all these rituals, festivals, things to drink and things to eat, they are but shadows, but the reality is Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻看这些事情。
So let us not take it lightly.
然后我们不能从表面上去看这些事情。
And do not judge things from the surface.
我说如果我们从表面上去看，就算是属灵的事情，
So、even if we judge spiritual things from the surface,
就是所谓外面是属灵的事情。
Even the so-called spiritual things,
例如说祷告，例如说擘饼，例如说我们传福音，我们讲道。
For example, prayer, communions, we share the gospel, even preaching.
连这么多看起来是近前的事情，它可能只是一个影子，我们没有摸到实体。
All these things that may appear spiritual, they could still be shadows if we do not come in contact with the reality.
实体是基督。
Yes, the reality is Christ.
这叫做 Christ alone.
That is called Christ alone.
所以在我们的生活，在我们的侍奉，在我们人生所有的决定，所有的追求里面，如果跟基督没有发生关系，那在神的眼中就是 nothing.
all our life services and life decisions, if they are not to do with Christ, they are not related to Christ, they are nothing.
如果任何事情能够与基督发生关系，它就是大事。
If anything that is related to Christ, they are great things.
那具有永恒的价值，让我们碰到了生命。
They have eternal values because they have life.
你看多少时候我们常常会听到别人说，请某人为我们做一个祷告。
Oftentimes we will hear, we like to invite so and so to pray for us.
弟兄姊妹，祷告不是做出来的。
But prayer is not something that we can be man-made.
很多的时候我们就是 make a prayer.
Sometimes we are just making a prayer.
但是如果你真知道祷告是人与神在圣灵中的相会相交的时候。
But if we truly know that prayer is encountering God,in the Holy Spirit.
每一次的祷告都会叫我们整个人兴奋起来。
Every time when we pray, we ought to be excited.
原来我可以在祷告中与神相会啊。
Because through prayer, we can encounter God.
受造的人能够在至高者的面前能够向他表白，能够向他陈明心意。
The creator man can come before this creator God and express our desires and our hearts.
我们这样子败坏没有用的人居然能够跟神对话。
We useless and corrupted beings can converse with God.
弟兄姊妹，这是大事情，这是大事情啊。
This is so great, so unbelievable.
就希伯来的作者一开始告诉我们信心是一切的根基。
So the Hebrew author tells us that faith is the foundation of all things.
在这里他告诉我们他给我们下了一个定义啊。
So he has given us the definition of faith.
他说信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
He says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen.
就是所盼望之事的这个 substance 啊，它的实底。
So that is the substance of things that we hope for.
然后是未见之事的确据，就是还没有发生的事，你就已经有把握的意思。
The evidence of things unseen, that is our assurance of things are not yet happened.
啊，最近是美国开始这个血拼的日子哈。
We just started the shopping period, the shopping time in America.
你们的 shopping, 我们中文翻译做血拼了 ，bloody fight.
The Chinese translated shopping to the bloody fights.
为了 Thanksgiving, Christmas, 大家都去买礼物啊。
Because people are started to shopping for Christmas gifts.
啊，你们有没有人到 Amazon 啊，到 eBay 上去订东西的人
？Have you purchased anything from Amazon or from eBay?
它上面告诉你说这个 estimate arrival date Wednesday, 礼拜三会到。
Sometimes they will tell you, say, for example, estimated arrival time is Wednesday.
你们会不会怀疑？
Would you doubt?
不会怀疑吗？你的 Wednesday 可能慢点上班在家等的话，那个 iPhone 终于要来了。
So you will not doubt, right? You probably take a time, day off work to wait for your iPhone.
你还没有拿到，你已经有把握，你已经有确据知道 you will get it, 因为你已经 pay 了。
Even before you receive it, you already have the assurance that you will get it because you have paid it already.
你看我儿子在读大学的时候，有时候我跟于师母打电话给他说，哎，我们今天刚刚 transfer 了一点钱到你的账户，他马上说谢谢爸爸或谢谢妈妈。
When our sons were in college, sometimes we'll call them and say, Mom and Dad has already transferred some money to your account. They will immediately say, Thank you, Mommy and Daddy.
他的心情从那个 moment 开始就快乐了，虽然他还没看到。
So they started to feel very happy, even though they have not seen the money yet.
他可能银行只剩下一块钱了，他知道今天中午去可以吃饭了。
Maybe their account was down to $1, but yet they know they could buy lunch today.
他还没看到。
Even though they have not seen the money.
他甚至不需要去 worry, 反正只要借着我说的，他就信了。
They don't have to worry, as long as I said it, they can believe it.
只不过现在越来越不可靠了，讲完会忘记。
But now I'm not as trustworthy because I might forget now.
他都要先搞清楚是已经寄了还是准备寄了。
So they have to clarify, have you transferred or you are going to?
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是告诉我们的信心，就是你虽然还没有发生，但是你已经有把握，你知道你一定会得到。
So what is faith? Faith is being assured of things that have not yet happened.
它的重要性，希伯来书十一章第六节告诉我们，我们一起来背哈，很重要。
Why is faith so important?Verse 6 tells us, let's read together.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。那我想我们曾经讲过很多次了哈，必须信有神啊，有过三个翻译。
I've shared with you already, there are three interpretations of this, must believe that he is.
这三个翻译都很宝贵，都很重要。
All three interpretations are very precious and important.
第一个是讲到神存在。
First, that God exists.
He exists. 他存在。
That God exists.
第二个讲到他同在。
And also, He is with us.
第三个讲到他是。
And also, He is.
这是神跟摩西做的自我介绍。I am who I am.
That was His self-introduction to Moses. I am who I am.
好像开了一张，差点讲空头支票，空白支票。
As if He has written a blank check to Moses.
像这个 Spurgeon 讲的哈。
As Brother Spurgeon has said.
他说神给我们一个 checkbook on the bank of faith.
That God has given us a checkbook from bank of faith.
随便你写。
That you can just write any amount you want.
你缺少喜乐吗？
You lack joy.
他是我们的喜乐。
He is our joy.
你缺少能力吗？
You lack power.
他是我们的能力。
He is our power.
我们缺少圣洁吗？我们根本就缺少，根本没有。
We lack holiness.
他是我们的圣洁。
He is our holiness.
你不管缺什么，他是什么。
Whatever you lack, He is.
所以三个东西都重要。第一个讲到他存在。
So all three interpretations are very important. First, that He exists.
当我如果我们想到神真在，我们所信的神真存在的话
，If we truly know that He exists,
那真的为什么还要害怕呢
？Then why should we still be afraid?
所以当路德在改教的时候，被教皇逼得这个灰心失望的时候，他的妻子穿着丧服出来。
So when Martin Luther was going through the Reformation and he was feeling discouraged, his wife came out with this sackcloth.
路德问他说：“谁死了？你今天穿着丧服
？”So she dressed up like a funeral clothes,
and then Martin Luther asked,
"Martin Luther asked, who died that you wearing the funeral
clothes?"
And she says, "God died."
路德说：“神怎么会死
？”And Luther says, "How can God die?"
妻子就问他说：“神如果没有死，你今天在怕什么？”
Then his wife asked him, "If God did not die, why are you so afraid today?"
如果我们所传的神，如果我们所信的神，他是从永远到永远啊，永远活着的神，我们怕什么
？If the God that we believe and we preach is God who lives forever, from everlasting to everlasting, why are we still afraid?
这位爱我们爱到一个地步，可以把独生子赐给我们的神，如果是存在。你怕什么
？This God who loves us to a point that He can give us His only begotten Son, if He exists, why are we afraid?
如果这位神创造诸天、沧海、瀚地的神今天还存在，你怕什么
？If this God who created the universe, heaven and earth, He still exists, why are we still afraid?
如果这位掌管我们明天的神，他仍然在掌权，我们怕什么
？If this God who holds our tomorrow still reigns today, why are we still afraid?
因他活着，我能面对明天，对不对
？Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
为什么要怕
？Why are we still afraid?
第二个讲到他同在
，and then also he's with us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，那是更不得了的境界了。
That is even more unbelievable.
我们的神不是高高在上的一位神而已。
Our God is not just a God sitting in heaven, unreachable.
他是永远跟我们同在，他甚至取的名字叫以马内利。告诉我们，他就是跟我们同在。
He is forever with us. He even took on the name Emmanuel to show us that he is always with us.
所以我常常聚会聚到一半会谢谢耶稣，真的，他就是在我们旁边。
Sometimes in the middle of the meeting, I would thank him because he is just with us.
多少时候读经祷告的时候遇见他的同在，多喜乐、啊、
！When we pray and read the Bible, we encounter his presence. How joyful that is!
哦，每一次在他座前小逗留，我们的喜乐已难言。
Every time when we spend quiet.And before him, our joy is unspeakable.
那讲到神的同在
because of his presence.
第三个讲到他是那位全有全足全丰的那一位
And also thirdly, he is that all sufficient God.
我们不管有任何的需要，他就是那个需要，他就是那个满足
Whatever we lack, he is that our satisfaction.
所以神在我们身上有时候会创造出一些的需要来。
So sometimes God will create a need in our life.
让我们里面好像不安害怕，这是我们的本性。
So by our nature, we started to be anxious and fear.
让我们来经历它，它是我们的平安，它是我们的笃定。
so that we can experience that He is our faith and He is our peace and He is our rest.
有时候神容许一些这个不喜乐的事情发生在我们周围。
Sometimes God allows something that is unpleasant to happen in our life.
他创造出一些需要，让我们里面觉得我羡慕能够过喜乐的生活。
So He will create this need that we would thirst and desire to live a joyful life.
后来我们经历到基督就是我的喜乐的时候，才知道这个喜乐不是建筑在环境上的。
And then when we finally experience that Christ is our joy, then we understand this joy is not built on our circumstances.
原来是建立在他的身上的。
But this joy is built on Him.
很多的时候我们里面有很多的 anxiety, 焦虑不安在我们的里面。
Oftentimes we will feel anxiety within us.
但是当我们经历到只要借着祷告祈求和感谢把我们所要的来告诉他的时候
But when we experience that through supplication and prayer we can come before him make our request known to him
他要把那个出人意外的平安就是我们连想都没想过的没有经历过的平安要赐给我
That he's going to give to us a peace that transcends all our understanding that we never even imagined
这叫做他是
And this isWhat it means that he is.
而且他要赏赐那寻求他的人。
And he is a rewarder to all who diligently seek him.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道信心太重要了。
So this is so important to have faith.
不光人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
Not only that without faith it is impossible to please him.
而是当我们真相信的时候。
But if we truly believe.
立刻给我们带到一个全然不同的境界里面。
It instantly lifted us up to a brand new realm.
而且他给我们带来截然不同的结局。
And he will bring us to a completely different end.
让我们能够透过这一切看得见的祝福，看得见的人事物。
So through all these visible blessings and things,
我们能够跟这个 invisible 那边看不见的神发生的关系。
That we encounter this invisible God.
而且让我们能够跟那个隐藏在这些事情遭遇背后那个属灵的价值意义发生关系。
That we obtain all the spiritual essence and values behind all these visible circumstances.
所以保罗说我们不上胆。
Therefore, Paul says we do not lose heart.
虽然我们外体这是看得到的。
Yes, even though our outer man, the visible body,
虽然会毁坏。
Yes, it's wasting away day by day.
但是我们里面的人Inner man,
but yet our inner man,
却一天新似一天
is being renewed day by day.
他说这自战自清的苦楚，讲到我们外在的环境
This light and momentary afflictions,
要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀，这是看不见的
will achieve for us eternal glory that outweighs all these afflictions.
所以他就再提醒我们，我们不是顾念所见的，我们乃是顾念所不见的
Therefore, once again, Paul reminded us that we should set our mind on the things unseen, not the things seen.
弟兄姊妹，到底今天在你我的遭遇里面，我们是在追求，是在乎这些看得见的呢
？So today in our circumstances, what are we pursuing? Are we pursuing things that we can see?
还是我们的注意力真正能够集中在追求那些看不见的
？Or we fix our eyes and minds on the things unseen?
我们都是常人。
Yes, we are all ordinary people.
我们很容易活在眼见中。
We easily fall into realm of seeing.
一个属肉体的人身上有一个很大的特点，就是他很容易受环境搅扰。
A very great common characteristics of carnal man is that we can easily be affected by the circumstances.
他随着环境而起伏。
And we fluctuate according to our
circumstances. 他跟神的关系也是随着环境而起伏。
And our relationship with God also fluctuates according to our circumstances.
他能不能侍奉也是跟着环境而起伏。
And our service capacity also fluctuates according to our circumstances.
但是保罗在这里告诉我们。
But yet Paul tells us.
我们不是顾念所见的。
We do not set our mind on the things seen.
我们乃是顾念所不见的。
But unseen.
所见的是暂时的。
What is seen is temporary.
所不见的是永远的。
Yeah, what is unseen is eternal.
这是希伯来作者在这里告诉我们的。
And this is what the author of Hebrews tells us.
所以当我们带着信心来到神的面前。
As we come before God by faith.
我们整个被带到一个新的境界里面去。
We're being brought into a brand new realm.
能够跟永恒发生关系。
That we can have encounter with eternity.
能够跟永生发生关系。
With this everlasting eternal life.
而能够跟基督发生关系。
And we encounter Christ.
能够让我们在主的面前能够享受那因信而得的赏赐。
That we can enjoy the reward because of our faith.
第三个我们讲到它的特点。
Then we talk about the characteristics of faith.
希伯来书十一章在这里十三节到十四节说，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
That is Hebrew 11 verses 13 to 14.
然后到了39节到40节，他说这些人都是因着信得了美好的证据，却未得着所应许的。
And verse 39 to 40, all these having obtained a good testimony through faith did not receive the promise.
我不晓得你们读的这些经文的感受是什么。
I don't know how you feel about it when you read these verses.
哇，那基督徒多辛苦了，既然要用信心，然后信心又不能让我们得着所应许的。
How difficult it is to be Christians that we ought to live by faith, and yet by faith we still do not receive the promise.
那我们还需要祷告吗？
Then do we still need to pray?
我不用信心也得不到，他用信心也一样得不到，那不是一样吗？
If I do not obtain because I don't have faith, but they did not obtain even though they have faith, isn't that the same anyways?
我的信心哪里能够跟亚伯拉罕比呢？
How can my faith be compared with the faith of Abraham?
我哪里能够跟以诺挪亚比呢？
And then how can my faith be compared with faith of Enoch or Noah?
连他们那么大的信心都得不到所应许的，那我不要祷告了。
Even them with such great faith could not receive the promise. Why do we still need to pray?
反正给不给是他老人家的事情，跟我有什么关系？
Whether we receive it or not, it's all up to God. Why do we have to worry then?
反正祷告不祷告，用不用信心，都是不能够得到所应许的。
Whether pray or not pray, by faith or not by faith, we will still not receive the promise.
有没有任何人要回答我？你如果答对了，我真的要送你一样东西。
Can anyone answer these questions? If you get the right answer, I will give you a prize.
看来我给你们的信心不够，信是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。我给你们应许的，没有人要回答我。
I give you a promise for a prize. Maybe this is not enough.
有没有人要回答我？
Anyone can answer these questions?
这些人都没有得着所应许的。
These people, they did not receive what was promised.
那信心到底在干什么？
Then what does faith have to do with it?
我想我很简单的提一下。
Let me briefly explain.
信心从神来的。
Faith comes from God.
但是信心的应用却在于我们。
But it is up to us how we apply our faith.
加拉太书二章二十节说，我如今活着是因信神儿子而活。有一个翻译本是说，是因着神儿子的信心而活着。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says, Today I live by faith in Christ or by the faith of Christ.
而当我们在应用这个信心的时候，
When we exercise this faith,
源头是一样的，本质是一样的。
The origin and the nature of faith is all the same.
但是在应用上的时候，你大概可以分成三类。
But when we exercise, the application can be three types of application.
一个比较是针对过去神所做的。
First is what God has done in the past.
或是已经成就的。
Or what has been accomplished.
而这个时候我们是要用信心去接受它，去相信它。
Now we have to by faith accept and believe.
例如说，起初神创造天地。
For example, at the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
我知道今天张老师要讲进化论，对不对？
I know today,张老师, she's gonna talk about evolution.
但是圣经上说，起初神创造天地，那我们相不相信？
The Bible says, at the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Do we believe it or not?
我们今天读新约圣经，讲到耶稣基督，神的儿子来到地上。为我们流血舍命，为我们从死里复活，为我们升天，我们相不相信？
Today when we read the New Testament, it says Jesus Christ came to this world, born as a man, and then suffered and died for us, and then resurrected. Do we believe?
神曾经借着摩西叫海分开，曾经借着先知们叫死人复活，我们相不相信？这个叫做接受已经成就的事实和神的工作。
In the past, God has through Moses divided up the Red Sea and also caused the dead to come back to life. These are the things in the past. Do we believe or not?
那第二个
，Secondly，
信心在现今的应用
，the application of faith in present time，
就是所有神的应许。 圣灵的工作今天都在我们身上一直在进行的。
Because all the promises of God and the work of the Holy Spirit are still ongoing in our lives.
我们是不是在信心的里面 来依靠他，来接受他在我们身上的工作和运行？
Do we trust and also obey and believe His work in our lives?
像以弗所书三章二十节，他说到神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大力，要充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, it says, God can through the work that is at work in us accomplish what, more than what we can think or believe.
我们能不能在信心里面接受这个运行的大能？
Can we by faith accept and receive this great working power?
今天圣灵在这里要来充满我们，要来改变我们，要来把我们带进属灵的实际，我们到底接不接受它？
Today, Holy Spirit wants to come us and transform us and lead us into all spiritual realities. Do we receive it? Do we accept it?
罗马书八章四节讲到，使律法的义成就在那不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上，圣灵要帮助我们做到这件事情，我们随不随从他？
Romans chapter 8 verse 4 says that the righteousness of God will accomplish on those who walk according to the Spirit, not by flesh. Do we believe and let Him work?
所以不光有基督客观上为我们受死，为我们复活，为我们升天。
So not only that objectively Christ has already come and suffered and died and then resurrected.
今天有主观上圣灵要带领我们怎么样子与基督同死，与基督同复活，与基督一同升上高天，执政掌那种超越得胜的经历里面。
But today, subjectively, Holy Spirit is going to lead us through so that we can experience that we die with Christ, raised with Christ, and we're seated with Christ, and we experience the victory from Him.
第三个。
Thirdly,
信心的应用对一切还没有实现的应许。
The application of faith to everything that has not happened yet.
他们在信心的里面相信。
But yet they believed in faith.
并且带着荣耀的盼望。
And they have this glorious hope.
所以罗马书第五章告诉我们，如今因着信站在所站的恩典中。
So Romans chapter 5 says, by faith, today we stand in grace.
五章二节，然后欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
And then we rejoice for the glory of God.
所以你在这里发现希伯来书十一章的作者。
So we see that the author of the Hebrews,
当他在写这些列祖的时候，
when he wrote about these patriarchs,
他把我们整个这个焦距这个镜头整个拉回到基督来之前。
He has brought us back to focus on the time before Christ came.
我来不及做一个 PowerPoint 这个讲台做例子哈。
I didn't have time to make a PowerPoint slide, so I would just show you, with this pulpit.
从你们底下来看的话。
So from your angle,
神起初创造天地是这个点哈。
At the beginning, God created heaven and earth. That is that point.
神是从永远一直到永远的神。
God is an eternal God from everlasting to everlasting.
时间只是暂时出现的。
So there's a time frame just appeared for the temporary.
要把神在人在这个记忆能够成就出来。
So that God's will and purpose can be accomplished on earth.
从神创造天地。
Starting from God created the heaven and earth.
到神对这个地永远旨意的完成。
Until God's purpose for this earth be accomplished.
这一段叫做时间。
And this period is called time.
好，所以在这里有三件重要的事情。
And three important things here.
从时间的开始，从万有的开始。
From the beginning of time, from the beginning of the universe.
到时间有一天要结束，他要把我们带到新天新地里面去。
Until the end of time that he's going to bring us into new heaven and new earth.
叫我们永远与神同在。
That we will be with God forever and ever.
那是永世的，也没有时间了。
And that is eternity and there's no time.
所以在这一段的时间里面。
During this frame of time.
有两个重要的应许，神的旨意，神的工作。
There are two important promises and God's work and God's will.
一个是基督要降临，第一次的降临，要来完成救恩。我姑且用这个做比喻
啊。One is the first coming of Jesus Christ to accomplish redemption.
第二个，基督第二次降临后，带进了新天新地跟永世的降临。
And then the second important time point is that the second coming of Jesus Christ, he's going to bring about new heaven and new earth.
那你就发现希伯来的作者把我们整个时间的焦距从这个点拉回到从亚伯 以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一路拉回来。
So we see that the author of the book of Hebrews brought us back to the time before Christ's first coming, so that we get to focus and look at Abel, Enoch, Cain, Noah, Abraham, and all these patriarchs.
换句话说，希伯来的作者是让从这个角度来看到基督要来。
In other words, the author of Hebrews is trying to see from this angle to see the first coming of Christ.
所以当他在讲这些列祖们，不是在这里高抬这些列祖们他们本身的得胜。
So he was not trying to glorify the victories of these patriarchs.
而是在这里告诉我们，他们信心之所以被神称许，因为他们看见了神所应许的事情要成就，就是基督要来，而且神永远的旨意要成就。
The reason that their faith was commended by God is that they see and believed that Jesus Christ will come for the first time, and then God's plan for salvation will be accomplished.
所以整个希伯来的作者就告诉他们，亚伯拉罕也好，摩西也好，你看摩西。看为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财富更宝贵，摩西跟基督发生什么关系？
So that the author is showing us like Abraham and Moses, they were commended by God. Moses saw the invisible God and he was considering suffering as worthy to be suffering with Christ.
所以换句话说，摩西完全是在信心的里面看见那要来的基督。
So in other words, by faith, Moses was able to see Christ who was coming.
这是神第一件大的事情跟大的应许。
So this is the first great promise of God.
第二个大的事情大的应许是基督要第二次来，要德国而来，而且要把我们带进永远的里面，新天新地的里面。
The second great promise is that Jesus Christ will come back again. That is his second coming. He's going to receive his kingdom and bring us into eternal glory.
这并不是表示他们为了个人，为了当时，为了他们今生有需要的祷告神没有听啊！不要大家不要误会。
So the author did not mean that when they pray for their needs of their time that God did not answer their prayers.
而是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、摩西这些人死的时候，基督还没有来，还没有得着所应许的。
It's what the author mean was that when Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when they died, they did not.Received the promise because Jesus Christ did not come yet.
然后呢，第二个大的应许就是神永远旨意的完成。圣经上是用一座城，圣城新耶路撒冷完成来表达神永远旨意的成就。
And the second great promise is the second coming of Jesus Christ. And then the Bible used this new Jerusalem, the holy city, to describe the accomplishment fulfillment of God's purpose.
所以他们到死的时候还没有得着所应许的。
So when they, by the time they died, they have not received the promises.
那今天我们新约的圣徒
，Today we Christians in the New Testament time,
我们已经 pass 了，我们已经经过了第一个大应许，已经成就了。
We have already passed the first great promise, which has already accomplished.
但是我们在这里仍然在这里盼望那座有根基的城，神所经营、所建造的。圣城新耶路撒冷他要完成。
But today we're still waiting and hoping for this new Jerusalem, the city that God is building, and it will be accomplished.
所以在这里有一个目标，他们羡慕一座更美的家乡，就是天上的，叫做属天的 heavenly 啊。所以神被称为他们的神为此，因为他给他们预备了一座城。
Therefore, God has prepared for them a city, a new Jerusalem that they are looking for. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God because He has prepared for them a city.
圣经上用一个人能够明白的一件事情来表达什么叫做神旨意的完成。
So the Bible is trying to express, to explain what it means that God's purpose is accomplished through something we can understand.
就是圣城新耶路撒冷建造好了。
That the New Jerusalem, the great glorious city, is accomplished.
希伯来书不是启示录二十一章告诉我们，我们看见新天新地，然后有圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
Revelation chapter 21, it says that John says he saw this city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
而他到了第九节第十节的时候，他就讲到是这座圣城，也就是羔羊的心腹。
And then he says, this New Jerusalem, the city, is the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
是指的教会来说的。
And it refers to church.
那么在这条的路上
So on this path,
历世历代所有的圣徒被呼召出来
All these saints throughout the generations have been called out.
他们在信心里面看见基督。
In faith, they saw Christ.
他们在信心里面被这座荣耀的圣城所吸引。
By faith, in faith, they were drawn to this glorious city.
他们忠心至死，他们不在乎他们的性命，他们被杀、被拒、被羞辱。
So throughout their lives, they were faithful to the end without cherishing their lives. They gave their lives to be martyrs.
虽然他们到死还没有得着所应许的。
Even though by the time they died, they have not received that promise.
但是圣经上告诉我们，神已经为他们预备了一座城。
But yet the Bible tells us that God has already prepared for them a city.
神已经为他们预备了更美的事。
God has prepared something far better for them.
要等着我们一同进来，一同来承受。
And God is waiting for us to join them to receive with them together.
而最大的挑战
，and the greatest challenge,
就是走这条路，随时你可以回去的。
Is that the greatest challenge is that any time you can turn back.
我们可以有回去的机会。
Any time we can have the opportunity to return.
虽然时间到了，我们读十二章的第一节到第三节做结束。
My time is up. Let us read chapter 12 verses 1-3 to conclude.
我们没有时间去讲它。十二章第一节到第三节，我们只要读就好了。
Let's just read together.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，重新忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。好，我们请唱诗歌十七首。
Let us sing hymn 17.
Ah, 这首诗歌非常喜乐，我们站起来唱。
This is a joyful song. Let us stand up and sing.
这首就是唱，永永归神，哈利路亚。我们神能依旧，信心比肩更坚强。永永归神，哈利路亚。神的爱你永垂，你可以呐喊并大唱，因为前途更光明，我们奋斗是飞翔，不久我们到天上，就要超见我君王。不久我们到天上，就要朝见我君王，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。我们所去之地乃是荆棘所建造，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。那里我可面见我王所有的光耀，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。神的儿女要全力可以因为天空更光明，我们欢乐是飞翔，不久我们到天上，就要朝见我君王，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。那里我们要竭心施爱出救赎恩，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。那里我们要同称神，拥挤耶稣神，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。我们欢乐是飞翔，不久我们到天上，朝见我君王，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。
Amen, Amen. 主啊，但愿吸引列祖的荣耀的基督，今天也来吸引我们。
Oh,
Lord Jesus, let the glorious hope that drawn the patriarchs also draw us today.
但愿那吸引列祖的那座荣耀的城今天也来吸引我们。
And may that glorious city also draw us today.
让我们知道我们今天在地上活着主啊，基督永远是我们的中心和意义。
So that we know that as we live on earth, Christ is always our center and our meaning.
我们整个的生活都是为着你那荣耀旨意的成全。
Our life is to accomplish your glorious will.
因为你要得到一个城，使你可以居住与我们永远同住的城。
Because you want to obtain the city where you can live and dwell with us forever.
里面全是基督的荣耀。
It will be filled with the glory of Christ.
从每一个圣徒身上，每一个宝石身上发出那美丽的光彩来。
That every saint and every gemstone will manifest the glory.
主啊，我们今天被你摆在这条路上。
Today we are being placed on this path.
你让我们常常定睛来看耶稣。
Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus.
转眼来看耶稣。
That we will turn our eyes to Jesus.
看你这位为我们信心信仰创始成终的耶稣。
That you, the author and finisher of our faith.
主啊，帮升我们的信心。
Lord, help us and lift up our faith.
让我们里面的信心是活泼而有功效的。
So that our faith can be alive and effectual.
让我们活着不再凭眼见。
So that we no longer live by sight.
让我们信心是抛锚在你的身上。
That we will anchor our faith on you.
让我们知道我们所信的是谁。
We know whom we believe.
而且我们更知道你在我们身上伟大的计划和旨意到底是什么。
And to know that your great plan and purpose in our lives.
就让我们所在乎所追求的不再是眼见的。
So that we will no longer run after and pursue what is seen.
让我们所追求所在乎的是那看不见的。
That we will run after and pursue what is unseen.
是那极重无比永远的荣耀
The eternal glory that outweighs them all
我们赞美你
Lord we thank you
我们仍然把所有在难处中的弟兄姊妹特别交在你的手中
Especially commit brothers and sisters who are going through trials in your hands
当我们在这里讲信心的时候你就让我们在信心中来经历你
As we talk about faith now, let us experience you in faith.
让我们真认识我们的神是可信的。
So that we truly know that our Lord is trustworthy.
赐下够用的恩典帮助我们的弟兄姊妹们。
Please give us sufficient grace and help us.
让我们靠着你。
That through you.
能够在这条路上不灰心也不退后。
That we will not be discouraged, though we will not turn back on this path.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.